All right, it is a pleasure to have the commissioner of the NBA, David Stern, on with us here on CBS Sports 1140. Commissioner, this is Grant Napier. How are you today?
Hi, Grant. I'm fine, thank you.
Well, I will tell you, listen, I know you're retiring in February, but, you know, the people here in Sacramento would welcome you with unbelievable open arms. I'm sure you're aware of this, but you are a very, very popular figure in these parts.
Actually, I'm delighted to hear that, but I would say that the greatest credit for what went on with the retention of that team goes to Mayor Johnson and the investors who were willing to step up to both the team purchase and the arena construction. So it was a real Sacramento and California-based effort.
When you look back at this entire saga, what impressed you the most about what Sacramento was able to do?
Well, you know, this offer came in a contract with Seattle, and the ownership directed us to say to Sacramento that if they wanted to be considered for retaining the team, they had to meet that first offer for the team and come up with a credible plan for building an arena. And in both cases, the mayor gathered up a terrific group and came up with a plan that not only got the arena built, but made it absolutely part of an entire economic benefits that come from that.
Commissioner Stern joining us here on the Grant Napier Show. Commissioner, you know, when you started talking about going global, you know, people were very skeptical about it. And now the game is global and you travel around the world and we have NBA games in the preseason over in Europe and regular season games. And I remember I did a regular season game over in Tokyo. I've been to China with the Kings and, you know, the league truly is global. You were in India in March. Vivek Ranadive from India. What do you see on the horizon as India and the NBA go hand in hand?
Well, I would just say that Ranadive and our interest in India are not actually connected. He's a current investor in the Golden State Warriors and had been influential in having Bollywood nights. But basically, we went to India because there were 1.2 billion people. There were 300 million almost under the age of 18, and we think that we can get them bouncing the ball on nice asphalt surfaces and get them watching the three or four games a week that we currently televise in India and make that into a growth market, as is Africa, as is China, as is Latin America. And so it's just spreading the gospel. This year we have games, we have four games in Asia, Manila in the Philippines, Taipei in Taiwan, and Shanghai and Beijing in China. The march goes on. They love our game all over the world.
Now, there's no question about it. Commissioner David Stern joining us here on the Grant Napier Show. Commissioner, you know, I'm curious, is Sacramento now a blueprint for other cities that may face the same situation down the road? Would you give advice to a city that finds themselves with one day maybe losing their basketball team? If they looked at Sacramento, would be the right way to do it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, you know, frankly, when the initial Seattle deal was done, I assumed that the team was off to Seattle. But by the time the mayor worked his magic, the vote on the committee was 7-0 in favor of rewarding the home city, and that every city should be given the opportunity to keep its team if government and the private sector are willing to step up together. And so that's what happened here, and I think it really is a blueprint of types.
Commissioner, though, Sacramento's been important to you, hasn't it? Small market teams have been important to you. Talk about what Sacramento's meant from your perspective as commissioner of the NBA.
Well, I think there are two different things. One is, as just another small, you know, small market team, I don't even like to use the word, because there are advantages to having single team markets, but one of the things we've done over the years is made the NBA able to survive and thrive in markets like Sacramento, Portland, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, San Antonio, Salt Lake City, Memphis. I think that, and that sort of set the tone for our collective bargaining, where we sought to even the playing field more through a tight cap system and a revenue sharing system. So we're committed to the cities that are committed to us. In the case of Sacramento, obviously, the Cowbell Kingdom has been a staunch supporter of the NBA and the Kings for many, many years, and I actually was there when we opened up the original Arco and
absolutely
the second Arco. So it's been a staunch NBA market, and I don't think that the mayor could have done what he did unless he knew he had the support of the citizenry, which appears to be continuing to be strong.
Commissioner, you said this would not get into a bidding war, and really it did not. But I'll ask you, in the end of this process, did the grassroots and all the fans' efforts, did it end up making a difference?
Yes, because I think that the assurances that the mayor made, which were more in the nature of projection and some might say wishes, were actually supported by a sense that this was a unique community.
Commissioner David Stern joining us. Listen, you talked about the growth of the NBA and what's happened during your tenure of commissioner, but aren't you even a little taken back and amazed at the valuation of the Sacramento Kings as $535
million? I'm laughing, of course. I'm happy. I'm pleased.
Right.
And I think it demonstrates that the combination of a solid collective bargaining agreement and a scarcity of franchises drives the value of our franchises very well. And in this case, it drove it well for both the Maloofs and for the city of Sacramento.
You know, you the day after Vivek was officially approved, the league came out and said, basically, you've got until 2017 to get this arena up and blah, blah, blah. I mean, can you talk about why that was done?
It was done to allay any concerns about the ability of the building to get built. And it was actually the same in the discussions with both cities, Seattle and Sacramento, that there are assurances made by the city, but if the process drags on, if it had gone to Seattle, it would have been the same as it is now with Sacramento, that if there are no benchmarks set, then you couldn't be sure it was going to get built. And without a building being built, I don't think that anybody thinks that there should be a team in Sacramento.
I get this question asked of me a lot, so I'm going to ask you, and I understand that obviously you're leaving office, and Adam Silver may be better suited to answer this question down the road. Assuming that this arena gets built, and assuming that there are more quality/first-class hotels built, could you see the NBA having an all-star game in this city in the near future or someday?
Sure. I'm going to recommend it to Commissioner Silver.
Wow. All right. Well, we okay. Like that.
It's a great city. It's a great city. I just don't know that it has the hotel stock necessary for the kinds of numbers that now are needed for an all-star game. But if it ever did have that, why shouldn't it be considered?
Commissioner, as you get ready to leave office in a couple of months, what's your greatest satisfaction?
Really, the place that the game is at, the recognition of our players, not only for their exploits on the court, but for their sense of community and social responsibility off the court and in the community. It makes me feel very good about our game, and it makes me feel very good that our players are getting universal, global applause for all that they do.
Salaries, money, growth of the league, everything that has happened. Are we going to reach a ceiling someday? I mean, it just seems like the TV contracts, the money, we talk about the valuation going global. I mean, listen, look into your crystal ball. Where do you see this league in 15 or 20 years, 25 years from now?
I think that you'll see a much more of a global, involvement. I think you'll see NBA, sponsored or branded leagues around the world. I think you'll see NBA franchises in Europe. I think you'll see the WNBA and the NBA Development League expanding both domestically and possibly internationally. And I think that remember, if we were having this conversation 15 years, Grant, I wouldn't have said to you, digital will be a big deal.
Right.
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 And now our games are being seen on smartphones,
yep,
and laptops around the world. So I think that the crystal ball would require you to see things that we're not even capable of imagining.
Well, listen.
And the one thing I do know is that if you have a game like our game, which is at the center of everything we do, the prospects remain great as long as the game remains great.
No, I remember when Drazen Petrovic and Vlade Divac came over to the NBA and people were like, well, come on, and that was not that long ago, and the rest of the world has caught up. Before I let you go, because I've had a couple of people ask me, what is it? I mean, you seem to be a guy that has to be doing something all the time, and you're busy, and you're here, and you're there. What do you think retirement's going to be like for you?
Oh, it's not retirement. It's stepping down. I'm still going to be working for the NBA internationally. I told Adam Silver that if he sends me to China for a week instead of a weekend, I'm happy to go. I expect to be always working to help the NBA. I also have a number of other business and charitable organizations that I will ultimately be involved with. So stay tuned. I think that I will be almost as busy, but more in control of my calendar than I am now.
I will say this, and I hope that this doesn't come out as self-serving because it's not meant to be that way, but I just completed my 25th year of announcing Sacramento Kings basketball, and this may be the last time that I have you on my show, and I want to tell you it's been a privilege to work in such an amazing league, and I thank you for what you've done.
Thank you, and I'm sure you're going to see me again in Sacramento, so it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Commissioner. Thank you very much. That's Commissioner David Stern. Why don't we take the break? We will come back and we'll get your reaction to some of the things that he had to say. That's coming up next.